Hrethgi chastises us on summer solstice. "You hardly see it turn," he says. "So warm are you, so caught up in gardens, afternoon swimming holes, barbecue pits, fireworks, and all-night drum circles. Hardly notice the sun waning again. Not its nightly shuddering, but its stealthy southern creep. Be present," we tell him, assuming he sees rot when all is right and still ripening. "Who on the full moon," we say, "thinks of the new? Who at birth of funerals?" His response: "This dark candle is not worry. The crab feels no emotion as ocean tides recede. It just knows, begins digging. Your blood ticks with the sun's clock, your ears cocked to great nature. We relish the waking," we boast, "even as we draw shades at dawn's first light, strike matches against dusk." He laughs. "I am awake, that's all. Awake, knowing the sun has not moved. You are the ones turning fast corners, the ones falling surely toward dreamless sleep." Ted Kooser introduces me to Mrs. Margaret Lien. Mrs. Margaret Lien of Laguna Woods, California, lives in a condo, or an apartment, something with the word unit stacked second line from the bottom. She doesn't know I hold in my hands a copy of Ted Kooser's Local Wonders that once belonged to her. "Why did you come back home?" I whisper to the book, scrying in the pages for evidence of some mysterious magnetic force, wondering how it came to journey from Nebraska to California and back again. Surely it had not struggled up the Sierras at 15 miles an hour in a 3-cylinder red Chevy Sprint, tucked between a 7-year-old and her white hamster, unable to distinguish rodent squeaks from those of the cycles strapped to hatchback bike rack. Unlikely that Mrs. Margaret Lien's Local Wonders hobbled through high desert toward Winnemucca, watching the carrot glow of a full summer starting moon sink down the rearview mirror and dissolve into the Cheeto dust landscape of a cracking dashboard. Improbable even to imagine Margaret Lien's Wonders squatting on a fallen trunk in a Wasatch Range alpine stream, snapping black and white shots of two young girls, hands clasped as in circle dance, their impromptu Loki staged on makeshift bridge. Margaret's copy certainly did not greet summer solstice that year, digging for coat and mittens as gentle summer rain turned to sleeting ice in the Laramie Mountains, aluminum tent poles skating past grommets, while wet beaver heads bobbled among rain-dimpled circles in Granite Reservoir. If her book had parked itself on a farmstead at the top of a Luss Hill 3 miles south of Nebraska's sausage capital, would it have assumed the stop temporary? Would its gaze remain westward, seeing not waves of grain, but those of the Pacific? Would it feel the Santa Ana winds still ruffling its pages, or the damp tule fog creeping home away from drought? I pick at the corner of her return address label. "Mrs. Margaret Lien, I want to tear your name from the inside cover. But I can't pretend you don't exist. Our Kooser-tangled karmas are linked now." So I rub down the crinkled edge of sticker, thumb like my grandmother's, the way she drove it across my bumpy knuckles during church sermons. I hover over palm trees, their low resolution so at odds with Kuser's bohemian Alps, perhaps you could not stand the juxtaposition.